Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from St. Francois. Senator from Franklin. Senator from the 7th. A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular.
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of the Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Photographers from KRCG-TV have been given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber today.
Very good. Introduction of guests. Senator from Lewis was first on his feet.
Mr. President, I've got an introduction of some very special guests. With me today, with us today, over here on the right side and to your left, is the Missouri Military Academy Rifle Team. And this year, it's great to honor our great marksman from Missouri, who placed 5th in the United States Army ROTC National Championships. And if they would stand as I call their name, Mr. Kevin Choi, Cadet Kyle Perkinson, Cadet Matthew Rendell, Cadet Jefferson Green, Cadet Eric Chu, and First Sergeant Randall Jacobson is their instructor. And I'd like the body to make them feel welcome, and I do have a resolution also to present to them over on the side, honoring their great feats in marksmanship.
You go present your resolution, and let's have the Missouri Senate give a very special welcome to these fine young men. The Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my honor today to introduce the doctor of the day, Dr. Frank Rieger. Dr. Rieger comes every year. I'm glad to see him again this year. He's got his wife, Reggie, with him today. He is the full-time ophthalmologist, chief of eye services at the VA hospital in Columbia. He also teaches at the university, been there for years, and does a wonderful job. And I am glad to introduce both Frank and Reggie here today.
We're delighted to welcome the doctor of the day to the Missouri Senate and his wife. Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce some very special guests of Missouri State Senate this morning. This weekend, Lincoln University here in Jefferson City in Cole County will be hosting the King's Leadership Conference and Competition. It's being held this weekend. 12 kings from around the United States are here with us in the Capitol today. 6 kings are to my right and to your left, and they're here to participate in the Historically Black College and Universities Competition. They're from all over the United States. I'd like the Missouri Senate to make them feel welcome this morning.
Welcome the guests of the Senator from Cole to the Missouri Senate. Senator from Phelps.
Introduction of very special guests, Mr. President. In the gallery behind us, in the upper deck, we have today in the dome is University of Missouri Undergraduate Research Day at the Capitol. And my university, Missouri S&T, is here. I'd like for them to stand, and please, would the chamber make them feel welcome.
Welcome the guests of the Senator from Phelps, and please rise for recognition by the Senate. Introductions of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from 23rd. Well, Senator from Stoddard, are you seeking recognition?
Yes, Mr. President, thank you. Would you please refer Senate Bill 188 with a Senate committee substitute to Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight?
Shall be so referred. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate bills.
Third reading, Senate bills. Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 188. The senator. What? Oh. Senate Bill 243, the senator from the 7th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 243 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion, it shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us for third reading.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 243 be read a third time and finally passed. This is the bill that we had yesterday. The ideas came from my superintendent, Dr. Don Senti. It gets the roadblocks out of the way from school districts, political subdivisions, and whatever, being able to share services in order to save cost and duplication of those efforts. And with that, Mr. President, if there are no questions, I renew my motion.
Are there any? Does any senator wish to be heard? The senator from Lewis is on his feet.
Yes, Mr. President. I ask for unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. With us today, I have another group of very distinguished young men who achieved great esteem, and they're the Mexico High School wrestling team. They're the third place Mischa State wrestling team. And as I guess since most of them are standing, as I call their names, if they could at least wave over here on the right and to your left, Mr. President, Halen Jacobs, Jake Vitale, Sinyon Adams, Josh Harlan, Montario Burton, and Coach Nick Hoff. And if I could, I do have a resolution to present to them also, but I definitely ask the Senate to make them feel most welcome.
As you go over to do that, Senator, let's have the Missouri Senate welcome this fine group of young men from the champ wrestling team. Senator from Boone.
Seek unanimous consent to introduce some very
special
guests.
Hearing no objection.
Mr. President, up in the gallery, we've got a very special group of undergraduate students from all across our state who are here today participating in the University of Missouri's Undergraduate Research Day. We have more than 50 students from the University of Missouri campuses in Columbia, Kansas City, St. Louis, and Rolla. They have displays in the third floor rotunda from 10:30 to 2 today. They have some very interesting displays highlighting their work. I want to encourage all the members of the body to take a few minutes to go out to the rotunda, talk to the students, and take a look at the projects and what they're working on, and I'd ask that we make them feel welcome today.
Well, all the guests of the Senator from Boone from the four campuses of the University of Missouri, please rise for recognition by the Senate. Does any senator wish to be heard on the motion of the senator from 7th? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator renews her motion on third reading and final passage. Read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill 243, an act relating to the utilization of resources and services. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Cape Girardeau. Senator from Clay. Senator from Polk. Aye. By your vote of 31 ayes, 0 no, the bill having achieved a constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 133, the senator from the 2nd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 133 be brought before the body.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us for third reading.
Thank you much, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill number 133 be read the third time and placed upon its final passage. For the body's knowledge, this is the design bill legislation that we discussed yesterday. This extends the date out to 2018 to allow the taxpayers to save money on highway construction projects. I will gladly answer any questions. If not, I would renew my motion, Mr. President.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator from second is recognized to close.
I close, Mr.
Senator
President.
Renews his motion on third reading. Read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 133, an act relating to highway design bill project contracts. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keaveney, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from 14th. Senator from Cape, we need your vote. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, the bill having achieved a constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions made and carried. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire the senator from the 1st?
Does the senator from the 1st yield for inquiry?
Senator, is it your intention to continue to...
I do not have a reply.
I yield, Mr. President.
He yields. You may inquire.
My apologies, Mr. President.
Sorry, Senator, I was buttoning my jacket.
Are you...
There's an order of things in the Senate, Senator.
Do you continue to be opposed to the House Bill 163?
I do.
All right, thank you. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. Senator, may the chair inquire of you? Is it your expectation that pro tem will come up here, or do you have one to submit, or
what are we doing? I didn't look behind me. I thought the pro tem would have a report.
What is your pleasure, Senator? You want to stay on this?
Mr. President, without objection, will the Senate stand at ease?
Senate will stand at ease.
Thank you.
Terry, are we at ease? So we need to go back into the order.
Senate shall come to order. We're on the business of reports of standing committees. Senator from St. Francis. Senator from Jefferson, for what reason do you seek recognition?
Is it appropriate if I ask for unanimous consent to introduce a guest?
I think it is, Senator. Seeing no objection, you may proceed.
In the upper gallery, we have a former state representative and the Abe Lincoln look-alike, a lot of our friends. I'd introduce his wife, but she's a registered lobbyist, but I'd like to introduce George Engelbach.
Like to welcome the state representative and hope his stay here in the Capitol is a good one. We are on the order of reports of standing committees. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Finance, Government Organization, and Elections has reported.
Please send that report forward, and Madam Secretary, please read the report when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 61, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 219 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Senate Bill 282 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Senate Bill 284 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Engler, Chairman.
Senate shall come to order. The Senate is conducting business. We're on the order of business of reports of standing committees. Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation has a report.
Please send that report forward. Please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, to which was referred Senate Bill 173, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 254 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Senate Bill 120 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 131 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully, Senator Stouffer, Chairman.
Senator from Nottoway.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report. I'd like to send it forward.
Thank you. Please send that forward, and please read that report, Madam Secretary, when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 135, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 207 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Lager, Chairman.
Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a committee report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report when it arrives.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill 81, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Senate Bill 130 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Also, Senate Bill 163 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Pierce, Chairman.
Senator from the 15th.
Got it.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government has a report.
Please send that report forward. Secretary, please read the report.
Thank you. Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred Senate Bill 145, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 203 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Schmidt, Chairman.
Senator from Boone.
President, your Committee on Appropriations has a report.
Please send that report forward. And please read the report when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 14, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Also, House Bill 15 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Schaefer, Chairman.
Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources have three reports.
Please send those reports forward, and Madam Secretary, please read the reports when they arrive at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred Senate Bill 63, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 278 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 162 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Munslinger, Chairman.
We're on the order of business of reports of standing committees. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules has a report.
Send your report forward. Madam Secretary, when it arrives, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Resolution 179, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the resolution do pass. Also, Senate Concurrent Resolution 7 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, Senate Concurrent Resolution 8 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Respectfully, Senator Dempsey, Chairman.
Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have committee reports from your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. Copies have been distributed on the desk, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Stoddard. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the above reports in one motion.
Without objection. Hearing none, Senator, proceed.
Mr. President, I move the committee reports be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to the appointments and reappointments.
I've heard the motion from the Senator from Stoddard. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
I renew my motion.
Senator from Stoddard has moved the adoption of the report. All in favor of that motion say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. I ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
We're on the order of business of announcements. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. The only other business we have that we'll be taking up today will be Senate bills on second reading. And after I've had a chance to take a look at those, I will send an email to members to and post legislation to be considered on Monday, and possibly Senate Bill 8 on Monday also. Thank you.
Senator from the second, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an announcement. Mr. President, your committee, Select Committee on Redistricting, will be having a meeting in St. Louis on Friday tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Harris Stowe University. We encourage members to attend. The House Committee on Redistricting will also be meeting in St. Louis at 2 p.m. in Clayton, Missouri, at the government building there the county government building there in Clayton. We encourage people to attend that as well. And also, Mr. President, I'm going to go ahead and announce March 7th. There will be a Senate Select Redistricting Committee in Chillicothe, Missouri, on Monday the 7th at 11:30 a.m. at the Econo Lodge and Inn and Suites in Chillicothe. Thank you, Mr. President.
On the order of business of announcements, Senator from Lewis.
Mr. President, announcement.
Go ahead.
Today is the Missouri Legislative Tour of the Mexico Plant Science Center, hosted by former U.S. Senator Kip Bond. It starts at 2 o'clock. With agriculture being the largest industry in the state, this plant is very important. This science center is very important to us. It's at the Mexico Plant Science Center, which you get off 54 and go to the first outer road to the east on the north side of 54 as you get into Mexico. And you go out about a half a mile, and that will be the new building on your left. The tour of the facility is hosted by former U.S. Senator Kip Bond, as I said, the Audrain County Presiding Commissioner, Mr. Steve Hobbs, who is a former state representative, and the MTC Chairman, Joe Bannister. And I'd appreciate it if all the legislators could join me there at 2 o'clock at the Mexico Plant Science Center.
On the order of business of announcements, Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, I request unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
Hearing no objection, Senator, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your left and my right on the couch over there is Melissa White from Crane, Missouri. She's with the Stone County Soil and Water Conservation District, and I'd ask the body to make her welcome.
Would the guests of the Senator from Lawrence please stand and the body make her feel welcome. On the order of business of announcements, Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills on second reading.
On the order of business, Senate bills for second read. Senator from Stoddard.
Senate Bill 321.
Senate Bill 321, an act relating to site development for energy generation facilities.
Veterans Affairs, emerging issues. Senate Bill 322.
Senate Bill 322, an act relating to certain provider taxes.
Appropriations. Senate Bill 323.
Senate Bill 323, an act relating to audits.
Financial and governmental organizations. Senate Bill 324.
Senate Bill 324, an act relating to the issuance of state license plates.
Transportation, Senate Bill 325.
Senate Bill 325, an act relating to notifying employees regarding the licensing status of employees.
Financial and governmental organizations, Senate Bill 326.
Senate Bill 326, an act relating to a peer review process for licensed architects, landscape architects, land surveyors, and engineers.
Financial and governmental organizations, Senate Bill 327.
Senate Bill 327, an act relating to recycling companies that convert animal parts into petroleum.
Ag and food production, Senate Bill 328.
Senate Bill 328, an act relating to board meetings of corporations.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 329.
Senate Bill 329, an act relating to virtual schools.
General laws, Senate Bill 330.
Senate Bill 330, an act relating to the carrying of concealed firearms in the state capitol building.
General laws, Senate Bill 331.
Senate Bill 331, an act relating to human trafficking.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 332.
Senate Bill 332, an act relating to sexual education.
Health and mental health, Senate Bill 333.
Senate Bill 333, an act relating to health care.
Health and mental health, Senate Bill 334.
Senate Bill 334, an act relating to MoHealthNet Managed Care Data.
Health and mental health, Senate Bill 335.
Senate Bill 335, an act relating to confidentiality of Department of Revenue records.
General laws, Senate Bill 336.
Senate Bill 336, an act relating to agriculture.
Ag and Food Production, Senate Bill 337.
Senate Bill 337, an act relating to agriculture.
Ag and Food Production, Senate Bill 338.
Senate Bill 338, an act relating to Supreme Court records.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 339.
Senate Bill 339, an act relating to child care.
Health and Mental Health, Senate Bill 340.
Senate Bill 340, an act relating to licensing by the Board of Embalmers and Funeral Directors.
Financial and Governmental Organizations, Senate Bill 341.
Senate Bill 341, an act relating to preferential use of the capital complex by private entities.
Financial and Governmental Organizations, Senate Bill 342.
Senate Bill 342, an act relating to foster care students.
Education, Senate Bill 343.
Senate Bill 343, an act relating to the creation of the crime of assaulting an employee of a mass transit system while he in the scope of his or her duties.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 344.
Senate Bill 344, an act relating to health insurance coverage for mammography screenings.
Small business and insurance, Senate Bill 345.
Senate Bill 345, an act relating to the Council on Digital Inclusion.
Education, Senate Bill 346.
Senate Bill 346, an act relating to reporting of medical harm events.
Health and Mental Health, Senate Bill 347.
Senate Bill 347, an act relating to reimbursing Bi-State Development Agency for the reasonable cost attributable to investigating and prosecuting fair evasion offenses.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 348.
Senate Bill 348, an act relating to increasing preventive health services through the Prevention First Act.
Health and Mental Health, Senate Bill 349.
Senate Bill 349, an act relating to abolishing the Sentencing Advisory Commission.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 350.
Senate Bill 350, an act relating to the promulgation of state administrative rules.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 351.
Senate Bill 351, an act relating to adoption records.
Senate Bill 352.
Senate Bill 352.
Mr. President, let me back up. Did I not get Senate Bill 351?
351.
Yeah, health and mental health.
Thank you, Senator.
Senate Bill 352.
Senate Bill 352, an act relating to a mental health assessment pilot program.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 353.
Senate Bill 353, an act relating to surplus highway patrol property.
General Law, Senate Bill 354.
Senate Bill 354, an act relating to controlled substances.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 355.
Senate Bill 355, an act relating to gubernatorial appointments.
Rules and Joint Rules, Senate Bill 356.
Senate Bill 356, an act relating to grain sale and storage.
Agriculture and Food Production, Senate Bill 357.
Senate Bill 357, an act relating to the assessment of hydroelectric power generating property for tax purposes.
Commerce, Senate Bill 358.
Senate Bill 358, an act relating to licensed professional counselors.
Financial and Governmental Organizations, Senate Bill 359.
Senate Bill 359, an act relating to site development for energy generation facilities.
Veterans Affairs Emerging Issues, Senate Bill 360.
Senate Bill 360, an act relating to a county drinking water supply lake authority.
Jobs and Economic Development, Senate Bill 361.
Senate Bill 361, an act relating to the landlord-tenant law.
General Laws, Senate Bill 362.
Senate Bill 362, an act relating to domestic violence fatality review panels.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 363.
Senate Bill 363, an act relating to crime.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 364.
Senate Bill 364, an act relating to recreational systems of political subdivisions.
Senate Bill 364.
We just did 364.
Senator, I think we need to reassign the last bill.
Oh, Judiciary, Senate, are we on 365? Senate Bill 365.
Senate Bill 365, an act relating to trust to pay for funeral services, facilities, or merchandise.
Financial and governmental organizations. Mr. President, on Senate Bill 364, we did get that to jobs and economic development.
Yes.
Senate Bill 366.
Senate Bill 366, an act relating to the Missouri Cooperative Associations Act.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 367.
Senate Bill 367, an act relating to the Health Care Compact.
Health and Mental Health, Senate Bill 368.
Senate Bill 368, an act relating to the State Land Survey Program.
Agriculture and Food Production, Senate Bill 369.
Senate Bill 369, an act relating to school enrollment.
General Laws, Senate Bill 370.
Senate Bill 370, an act relating to school enrollment.
General laws. Senate Bill 371.
Senate Bill 371, an act relating to lapsed school districts.
General laws. Senate Bill 372.
Senate Bill 372, an act relating to teacher continuing contracts.
General laws. Senate Bill 373.
Senate Bill 373, an act relating to workers' compensation.
Small business and insurance. Senate Bill 374.
Senate Bill 374, an act relating to county recorders.
Jobs, economic development. Senate Bill 375.
Senate Bill 375, an act relating to the Tobacco Master Settlement Agreement.
Commerce and Consumer Protection. Senate Bill 376.
Senate Bill 376, an act relating to utilities.
Commerce and Consumer Protection. Senate Bill 377.
Senate Bill 377, an act relating to the extension of the sunset on the rolling stock tax credit.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 378.
Senate Bill 378, an act relating to highway design build project contracts.
Transportation. Senate Bill 379.
Senate Bill 379, an act relating to products liability.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 380.
Senate Bill 380, an act relating to the transfer of certain fund balances to the General Revenue Fund.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 381.
Senate Bill 381, an act relating to court costs.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 382.
Senate Bill 382, an act relating to the licensing of clinical laboratory science personnel.
Financial and governmental organizations. Senate Bill 383.
Senate Bill 383, an act relating to sales and use tax exemptions for manufacturing.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 384.
Senate Bill 384, an act relating to pharmacy benefit managers.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 385.
Senate Bill 385, an act relating to an additional admission fee for excursion gambling boat licensees to fund Veterans Commission capital improvements.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 386.
Senate Bill 386, an act relating to the registration of motor vehicles.
Transportation. Senate Bill 387.
Senate Bill 387, an act relating to electronic monitoring of certain offenders.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 388.
Senate Bill 388, an act relating to repealing and revising certain state boards, councils, committees, and commissions.
General laws. Senate Bill 389.
Senate Bill 389, an act relating to concealed carry endorsements for residents of Missouri.
General laws. Senate Bill 390.
Senate Bill 390, an act relating to tax incentives to encourage foreign trade.
Jobs and economic development. Senate Bill 391.
Senate Bill 391, an act relating to teacher evaluation.
Education. Senate Bill 392.
Senate Bill 392, an act relating to the regulation of surplus lines insurance.
Small business and insurance. Senate Bill 393.
Senate Bill 393, an act relating to the Family Care Safety Registry.
Health and mental health. Senate Bill 394.
Senate Bill 394, an act relating to human trafficking.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 395.
Senate Bill 395, an act relating to bail bond regulations.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 396.
Senate Bill 396, an act relating to the Compassionate Assistance for Rape Emergencies Act.
Health and mental health. Senate Bill 397.
Senate Bill 397, an act relating to fire sprinkler contractor regulation.
Jobs and economic development. Senate Bill 398.
Senate Bill 398, an act relating to polling places.
Financial and governmental organizations. Senate Bill 399.
Senate Bill 399, an act relating to the crime of stealing leased or rented property.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 400.
Senate Bill 400, an act relating to the crime of sexual contact with a student.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 401.
Senate Bill 401, an act relating to debt adjusters.
Financial and governmental organizations. Senate Bill 402.
Senate Bill 402, an act relating to motor vehicle windshield stickers.
Transportation. Senate Bill 403.
Senate Bill 403, an act relating to appeals or decisions by environmental commissions.
Commerce and consumer protection. Senate Bill 404.
Senate Bill 404, an act relating to an election to pay the present value of a deferred annuity.
Veterans Affairs and Emerging Issues, Senate Bill 405.
Senate Bill 405, an act relating to background screening for long-term care providers.
Health and mental health, Senate Bill 406.
Senate Bill 406, an act relating to utilities.
Veterans Affairs and Emerging Issues, Senate Bill 407.
Senate Bill 407, an act relating to the provision of sufficient funding to continue the MoRx prescription drug program.
Health and mental health, Senate Bill 408.
Senate Bill 408, an act relating to the extension of MoRx prescription drug plan.
Health and Mental Health, Senate Bill 409.
Senate Bill 409, an act relating to state funding for transportation of elementary and secondary pupils.
Education, Senate Bill 410.
Senate Bill 410, an act relating to reciprocal service transfers between the Missouri Department of Transportation and Highway Patrol Employees Retirement System and the Missouri State Employees Retirement System.
Veterans Affairs and Emerging Issues, Senate Bill 411.
Senate Bill 411, an act relating to the Missouri Development Finance Board.
Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 412.
Senate Bill 412, an act relating to retirement.
Veterans Affairs, Pensions, and Urban Affairs, Senate Bill 413.
Senate Bill 413, an act relating to retirement.
Veterans Affairs, Emerging Issues, Pensions, Senate Bill 414.
Senate Bill 414, an act relating to retirement.
Veterans Affairs and Emerging Issues, Senate Bill 415.
Senate Bill 415, an act relating to the crime of unlawful possession of a firearm.
Judiciary, Senate Bill 416.
Senate Bill 416, an act relating to exemptions from certain provisions of the crime of unlawful use of weapons for United States attorneys.
General laws, Senate Bill 417.
Senate Bill 417, an act relating to second injury fund.
Small business and insurance, SJR 21.
Senate Joint Resolution 21, a joint resolution relating to the City of St. Louis.
General laws, SJR 22.
Senate Joint Resolution 22, a joint resolution relating to a member of the General Assembly removing himself or herself from the state for the purpose of avoiding any official duty or vote.
Thank you. Mr. President, I have a Senate hearing.
Senator.
Yes.
The last.
Oh, okay. SJR. Pardon me. That will go to General laws.
Thank you, Senator.
Mr. President, I have a revised Senate hearing schedule that I'd like to send forward and have printed in the journal.
Please send it forward, and it will be printed in the journal.
Thank you.
Senator from the 23rd. Actually, Senator from Johnson. Are you seeking recognition?
Small announcement.
I'm sorry?
Announcement.
We're not on that order of business, Senator. Senator from the 23rd.
President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Senator from Johnson, we're on the order of business of announcements.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate that. I do have a group here from Harrisonville McEwen Elementary. They are here somewhere in the building, and I'd like to welcome them today. They're the group that's wearing the bright orange T-shirts, and in honor of that, I have a bright orange tie, which was loaned to me by John Bowman of the Senator from the 5th's office. So if you see the orange shirts, they're from McEwen Elementary in Harrisonville, and we welcome them today.
Okay, thank you, Senator. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. And while we're on announcements, I would ask members, if they're listening in their offices, to prepare for House Bills 14 and 15, Senate Bill 61, Senate Bill 219, Senate Bill 282, Senate Bill 284, Senate Bill 135, Senate Bill 207. And as I mentioned, those will be posted and also emailed to members.
On the order of business of announcements, Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until Monday, March 7th, 2011 at 4 p.m.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from 23rd. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules. Until Monday at 4 p.m.